Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Re-Gifting Jesus. Christmas is a birthday celebration in honor of Jesus Christ. Take a close look under your tree on Christmas morning. The one whose birthday we celebrate will likely be the one with no present under the tree. What is the best gift to give to our Savior? Our best gift to Him is to accept Him in our heart as our Savior and to turn around and re-gift Him to someone else. Yes, re-gifting is okay at Christmas. In 1995, the NBC sitcom Seinfeld popularized the term re-gifting. Typically, with re-gifting, goods that have been received as a gift are offered to others without them knowing that it was originally a gift to the person offering it. In this 98th episode of Seinfeld called The Label Maker, a pair of Super Bowl tickets were repeatedly gifted from one person to another. This humorous episode is credited with coining the phrase re-gifting. This same episode also introduced the term de-gifting. De-gifting refers to the act of demanding a gift back from the receiver. Unlike other Christmas gifts, Jesus stands out as the one gift given to us by the Father, specifically to be re-gifted to others. Let's look into this a little further. Usually the motive behind re-gifting is charitable, albeit it involves giving away items which are surplus to one's needs. Re-gifting also describes the act of giving away unwanted gifts as a way of disposing them. As an example, let's say that someone gives you a bottle of wine and you don't drink wine. You might choose to re-gift the wine to someone else. The internet offers up several rules of etiquette regarding re-gifting. These rules include re-wrapping the gift before giving it away again, not using the gift before re-gifting it, and not giving the gift back to the original gift giver. All of these things mentioned above may seem strange for a Christmas message, but I assure you they have relevance. We have much to learn from our Heavenly Father and His gifting technique. He knew that His Son was the one gift that every single person throughout history would need. God knew that although we all needed His Son, He was the one gift divinely designed to be re-gifted. In fact, each time we re-gift Jesus to someone, the original gift given to us by the Father is enhanced in our own life. The gift of Jesus grows stronger in our life the more we give Him away. As to the topic of de-gifting, we know from biblical history that the Father always fulfills His promises and covenants. His Son is a gift that He will never take away from us. His Son is a gift, however, that we can choose to reject. The Father freely gives us His Son, and I pray that none of us would ever choose to reject God's gift. We are also free to be selfish with the gift of Jesus. We can accept the gift from the Father and then never share this gift with anyone else. I suspect we have all observed a child who received a Christmas gift, who then immediately refused to allow any other child to play with his or her new toy. Unless we want to be like a selfish little child, we must be willing to share Jesus with others. He must be re-gifted. There is one additional point we can learn from Jesus. Jesus was gifted to us by His Father, and He in turn gave His life away to save us from sin and grant us life everlasting. Our Heavenly Father also gave us our gift of life. Now He's calling us, like Jesus, to give our life away in service to others. God, our Heavenly Father, gave me the gift of His Son on that first Christmas day so long ago. He continues to provide for me through His Son every day. My heart is overflowing with love and gratitude for the gift of Jesus. I am humbled by his mercy and forgiveness and blessed by this ministry. It is with great joy that I attempt to re-gift the Christ child to you each week through the words that the Holy Spirit places on my heart. I try my best to share the message of Christ's mercy and love with you in the hope that you too will re-gift him 1,000 times over to the people you encounter each day. Give Jesus the best Christmas gift ever by re-gifting him to someone today. Merry Christmas, everyone. Now will you please pray with me in the words from Isaiah 9:5. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. Upon his shoulder dominion rests. They name him Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.